when we do play with the lead, we're a pretty good team, and we know how to play with the lead, but it's been a long time since we've done that. So it would be nice to just play consistent effort today, see the ball go through the basket a little bit, get some stops, finish the play with a good couple good rebounds. We're not rebounding the ball well right now, and try to limit our live ball turnovers early on, especially early on, because they're going to press us.
How much do you need your other players to check out a bit to clear out for the rebounders where they get a free lane to get the ball?
Yeah, everybody's got to do their job. You know what I mean? On the defensive end, everybody's got to find a body and then go attack or hunt the basketball. On the other side, we need extra possessions ourselves, so we need to go get some extra ones. Hunt the basketball. Don't be so concerned with, you know, running back. I know transition defense is important to me, but we need some extra ones to get them in foul trouble or get to the free throw line.
The Nittany Lions will take on Indiana tomorrow night in the Bryce Jordan Center. Indiana leads the league right now at 9-1. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We're on the air beginning at 7:30. For Inside Penn State Athletics, presented by PSECU, I'm Steve Jones on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield Sports.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It is Super Bowl weekend, so it's time to stock up at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection anywhere. You go in there, first of all, plenty of free parking. You walk in, everything's laid out, wide aisles to work, plenty of help to get cases out to the car. If you're going to have a Super Bowl party or you're going to a Super Bowl party, you want to be fully stocked. Snacks, soft drinks, water. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day, and the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. I am in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, key routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Tonight, Penn State will wrestle in the Jordan Center, sold out, as the number one ranked Nittany Lions take on third ranked and defending national champion Ohio State. Jeff Byers, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling, and Nate Cobbler, beat writer for the Saturday Daily Times, will both join us on today's show. The Kevin Rundown. Always a twist and turn into the bizarro world. Let's get to it. Let's get to the part that's not bizarro. Louisville self-imposing postseason tournament ban. They evidently have been in contact with the NCAA. They feel that they need to do something preemptively based on what the NCAA has told them. So, it is the right, Kevin says, is it the right thing to do? Well, because the NCAA told them, hey, look, we've got stuff. And they've told the Louisville investigative team that they have stuff. They have not informed Rick Pitino or Tom Urich, the athletic director, what that is, because in the process, neither one of them is supposed to know what it is at this stage of the process. But Louisville special investigator does know. And after meeting on Wednesday, was it Thursday night? Meeting on Thursday night, he advised them that a self-imposed ban on the postseason, which would be the ACC tournament and the NCAA, was probably in the best interest long-term for Louisville basketball. Pitino's not stepping down. Louisville's 19-4 on the year. Probably right now would be on the 5-6 line, battling to get to the four line of the NCAA tournament at this stage, coming off their most impressive win of the year by beating second-ranked North Carolina. So they were going to make it. They were going to get in. That's an at-large spot that has now been freed up. So you have the at-large spot by SMU that's freed up. You have the at-large spot by Louisville that is freed up at this point. So that's going to open the door for somebody else. They had to do this because they found out Thursday from the NCAA what evidence that they have and what path they're going down. It was at that point the council told the athletic director and Rick Pitino that, look, this is in our best interest to do this. Pitino doesn't know what the evidence is. York doesn't know what the evidence is because they're not supposed to know at this stage.
And this all goes back to the book. Was it by Katina Powell?
Yes, but again, you know, what's true and what's not true, we don't know. If you read the book, it doesn't, you know, really take long. It's not exactly a difficult read.
It's not War and Peace.
No. And who else is involved beyond Andre McGee? I don't know. And what the players, the former players have said, I don't know. But based on what the NCAA says it does know or has evidence of, Louisville's council advised them to do this, and that's what they're going to do. Now, does it mean it goes beyond one man? Even if it doesn't, and he was still involved in the program that caused it to happen, then the whole program has to suffer for it. So that's why they're doing it.
See, that's the thing. I there are no punishments really anymore that don't involve the innocent.
Well, in this case, I'll give you two guys right away. Trey Lewis, who started his basketball career here at Penn State and had transferred to Cleveland yep. State, got his degree, grad transfer into Louisville. So I know Trey a little bit. Like Trey, actually.
Is that Damian Lee the other?
And Damian Lee at Drexel, who's just a fabulous offensive player. He played against Penn State last year when he was at Drexel. And these are two grad transfers that transfer in. They have their 1 year there, and guess what? They transferred in because they thought they could get to the NCAA tournament in Louisville playing for Rick Pitino. And they won't get that chance. I am big on individuals being that you go after the individual and not the program. In other words, if you have X, I don't care if it's the director of basketball operations and assistant coach, and he's the one doing this and so forth, it's without anybody's knowledge, then you get permanently banned from the profession of college coaching at any level. One, two, three, doesn't matter. You're out. And whatever player received compensation based on the knowledge of the compensation, I think the NCAA should have the right to go after that compensation. That's if there's, you know, and sometimes it's hard to tell. Because remember, there's an old saying when it comes to recruiting, greenbacks leave no tracks.
You know, I understand having to impose this or feel as though the university has to do something. I get right. that.
Well, the university's doing something now preemptively because they feel like usually if you do something preemptively, they don't crush you later.
Sure, I understand all that. I wonder, is this the right, for lack of a better word, punishment for this situation? I'm not saying I don't have a better idea. I'm not saying I do.
No. All I know is the council for Louisville talked to the NCAA. They told him what they had. He sat back and said, I think this is the right thing to do. So when somebody makes that recommendation that has knowledge of what the other guy has, you take it seriously and you do it.
I mean, I could understand if there were certain names involved. You're right. We don't know.
We don't know. Rick Pitino doesn't know.
Well, what I'm saying
John
is,
Yurick doesn't know.
If they have a list of names,
yeah, but the okay.
What? Well, no, hear me out, though.
No. You got to rein it in. All right, you got to rein it in for a second.
Okay.
We don't know, which means to sit here and guess is wrong.
It's hard to believe that any of the players, will be involved.
No, whoa. I've sat here in a situation where I know things, the accusations in some areas aren't right. That's why I take a far more cautious approach to what I see now. I don't jump to conclusions because I've watched the damage that has happened when people have jumped to conclusions.
No, I get what you're saying.
I mean, okay.
At face value, it seems a shame they can't play.
That's why I don't play that stupid game anymore. I can't. Okay? I've seen things that were where everyone's assumed what something is, and it's not, and guess what? The correction's always on page two in the corner. Isn't it?
No, I agree with that. I understand where you're coming from.
Where's the headline that says we got it all wrong? Right? And there have been wrongs all over the place. Duke lacrosse. Oh. You know, the coach lost his job over that. You want to know what they did wrong? Nothing. Richard Jewell, hero at Olympics. No, he's not. He was.
But don't you feel it's safe to say that Damian Lee and Trey Lewis probably didn't have anything to do with this?
Yeah, but again, I don't know what they have. We don't know. That's why I can't say if it's fair, unfair. I have no idea. We don't know if there's a current player involved, not involved. It's just past players. It's just we don't know. He does, and that's why he made the recommendation. We don't know. We don't know why. We just know that he recommended it after talking with the NCAA. After that, speculating is worthless until we're told what and why. And mistakes are made all the time. I just pointed out two major ones that are absolute foul balls that killed the reputation of people. Because everybody jumped to conclusions and got involved. Okay, slow down. Whatever they told him, he believed. How about that? And I think that's
okay,
a fact.
Okay, I know who you're talking about. What, yeah, all right. I was trying to think of the heat you were referring to there, but I got it.
Well, the council of Louisville.
Right,
whatever he was told, they must have told him in such a way where he believed it. Instead of saying, no, we're going to fight this. Instead, he sat back and went, this might be the best action that we take. Now, we've got to find out what that is, again, in this stage of the process, because Louisville, if they do get formally accused of something, they're going to have 90 days to respond to it. Now, it opens the door now for it. There's no doubt there's an at-large bid now available. Just like with SMU not being involved this year, there's an at-large bid that's available. Louisville will not play in the ACC tournament. The ACC cannot afford to have them win the tournament and take the automatic bid.
So
can't afford to do it.
So. That omits SMU, Cal State Northridge, Missouri. Was it Southern Miss, Pacific? I mean, they may not be able to make it. I'm just thinking of the list right now.
But the two that are, okay, SMU and Louisville are definitely in the tournament.
Right. Those would be two that would be in.
Right. They are definitely in. SMU and Louisville probably be pretty close to the same line, too. They probably would be anywhere from best of being a 4 seed to worst maybe being a 6. That's about the neighborhood they're in. And Louisville had all the ingredients, especially the way they played of late, of being a Sweet 16 team at minimum. I think they had the chance to get through the opening weekend. SMU is also a team, because obviously I've seen SMU play twice in person this year. SMU is another team that had all the capabilities of getting through the first weekend. Now, SMU knew from the get-go that they were not getting in. They've known since day one of the season. Louisville, of course, finds out now. I mean, this is a complete 180 of the Syracuse thing last year, where Syracuse had almost no chance of making the NCAA tournament. We're going to have a postseason ban. Okay, well, your play on the court has actually imposed a postseason ban on you, but that's okay. All right.
But they're back. They're okay this year, right? That was just a one-year deal, wasn't it?
All right. Yeah, so one-year deal. But it was a self-imposed ban.
Right. Right. In a year, you weren't going to make the tournament anyway.
Okay, it's like Drexel saying, we're going to put in a postseason ban this year. You're 3-19. You've already
I think you've already been banned.
You're already banned. Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. What's your other ones here? This is always such good stuff from you. Let's see. The Phillies on the what list?
What?
Free agent list.
Oh, yeah. I just stumbled across three names that was on the free agent list now, and they're all rather popular former Phillies. And does that mean that is the time over?
Get rid of it.
Is their time done? Is it time to? Well, is it time to enjoy life?
It's February 5th, and the Super Bowl's this weekend. Huge wrestling dual meet coming up tonight. The Louisville thing, that one falls under the category of who cares.
Oh, it was on the bottom of the list. It was not meant for the top of the list. It just happened to be one of the things I stumbled across.
And what's this now? Wednesday trade?
That's another minor thing. Don't worry about that. It was a trade that the Phillies made on Wednesday that I missed. It wasn't a huge deal.
These last two items here.
Uh-huh. Right?
Remember the movie Major League?
I'm familiar with it. Yes.
When they're sitting in the owner's room at the conference table,
cross him off then.
And the general manager says these two guys are dead. Then cross them off the list.
It's just a if time permits situation.
Well, the after show has plenty of time.
I fill that up on a daily basis.
Okay. Why did you feel compelled to put those two items on there?
It was just something I looked at that just posed a question in my head.
Because Utley took a picture with your kid. He's got to make every show.
Jimmy Rollins didn't, and neither did Shane Victorino. Renewed.
My understanding is they wanted to.
That'd be fine. Okay. I'm fine
okay.
with that.
Very quickly, here's the deal with all three of them. All three of them probably will play at some point this year, but they're going to have to do it for dramatically reduced contracts. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if each one of the three signs a minor league contract.
So you think they will be picked up somewhere?
Well, if they're signed to a minor league contract.
Right.
In other words, we're going to do this, and we're not going to pay you a lot of money, but we think you can still contribute for us. So I think those three fall into the category of three guys that I think could give it one more shot, but they would have to do so with a minor league contract because what they were being paid before isn't even remotely worth what their realm happens to
be. And see, there you go. That's why I put it on the list, because that's the answer I was looking for. See, that was good.
But it's 45 seconds of my life I'm never getting back.
Listen, if you're only worried about those 45 seconds, what about the last several years with me?
By the way, today, on this day, we begin our fifth year of the show.
That should have been the sports history thing today.
That's coming up. Nate Cobbler next half hour. Penn State, Ohio State Wrestling. Jeff Byers, 406, Penn State, Ohio State Wrestling. Yeah, we're hitting the dual meet between number one and number three very hard on today's show. We've had quite a week on the show. We previewed the Super Bowl. We've done National Letter of Intent Day. We've done it from several different angles. We've done basketball along the way. We've also done some baseball with Todd Zalecki. We're doing heavy on wrestling today. You name the topic, we have covered it over the past 5 days on this show. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Forget the groundhog. The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow on the lot.
So that can only mean one thing.
Another 4 weeks of easy dealing at Sunbury Motors Kia.
Sunbury Motors Kia.
When we say easy, we mean easy. easy. 0% APR financing for up to 66 months on all remaining 2015 models, as well as the 2016 Serrano, Sportage, Sedona, Forte, and the iconic Soul. SMC has snow-busting 2016 Serranos and Sportages starting at $21,554, plus clearance pricing on all new Kias. And remember, all new Kias come with an easy 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. The sales manager at Sunbury Motors Kia saw his shadow. So there's four more weeks of huge savings at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf and at sunburymotors.com. SMC, selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty for details. See retailer or go to kia.com.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
On the after show, Kevin names names in the Louisville basketball situation. Now, there's no guarantee that any of the names are correct.
That's part of the disclaimer. If you listen to the end of the after show, there's a disclaimer that nothing I've said could actually be factual.
That's a good one. I like that. It's I like that. Nate Cobbler, Sunday Daily Times, next half hour. Kevin and I are going to get into wrestling. Number one Ohio at Penn State, number three Ohio State. Tonight, sold out BJC at 6 on BTN. See, it is on BTN tonight. You can watch it.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. You need to stock up for the Super Bowl now. Don't be like Kevin and go to a Super Bowl party empty-handed. Where you just walk in and say, I think I'll just take your food and drink your beverages and leave.
Pardon me, but I'm at your Super Bowl party. That's the gift alone.
Okay, Kevin, I suppose we can accept that. But for the rest of you, how about going to Brewers Outlet? Don't show up empty-handed. And if you're going to have a party, you need to be fully stocked. Best selection of imports, domestics, microbrews. Did I mention beer? Oh, yeah. Best selection of beer anywhere. And not only that, plenty of help to get the cases out to the car. Really well laid out store. I've always been impressed every time I've gone in there how well laid out it is and the and all the help that you have. If you need water, soda, snacks, plenty of that all throughout the store. Roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. Great to have those on hand for the party this weekend. And not only that, the pickle bar is second to none. Everyone knows at Brewer's Outlet how much I love the dills and I love the barrel pickles.
May I suggest going in there and getting a weekender, or as I like to call it, an hour bag?
Oh, okay. May you enlighten us here on this a little bit?
Well, I have never, the weekender bag of Middlesworth potato chips, I have never been able to find last longer than an hour, so I don't call them a weekender, it's an hour bag.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that'd be a great choice. Go on in and get that. And by the way, Middlesworth, another great Pennsylvania company, too. On top of that, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I was talking to our good friends at the Susquehanna Valley Country Club. They could hear the wailing from the dealership up there.
Well, it was snowing, and you know what happens. It gets a little quiet when it snows, so you can hear a lot more things than normal.
They're going to give you another one?
But you know what? It was snowing. And it's like, well, now wait a minute. This Kia Sorento is all-wheel drive. I mean, it hasn't snowed the entire time I've had it. Now's the time that I want to take it out and test out that all-wheel drive and the 3.3-liter engine.
And they looked at you based on your history and said, no, you can turn it in now.
And they said, I'll take the key fob, please, now. But the good news is you can test drive it for the next snowstorm, get 0% financing for 60 months, and also be able to get 72 months financing specials.
You know what? Check it out now and check it out this weekend. They're talking about maybe 4 or 5 inches of snow Monday night, Tuesday.
I got a game Monday
four-wheel
night.
Drive. That four-wheel drive, again, your schedule is not a really... you'll be fine. I was trying to sell the car.
Well, no, I'm just thinking if I could have it again with the all-wheel drive, I'd be able to get to the game.
No, what you were doing was you were telling everybody that you're scared to go out because it's snowing and it's your schedule. I was trying to sell the car.
Are you saying that I think the world revolves around me?
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. And yes, you can check out the Kia Sorento at Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
I don't think I see your point to that, Steve. I don't know.
Okay.
Wait till you hear the play-by-play sports call of the day.
Oh, okay. I'm looking forward to it. 1950, Dick Irvin, Montreal Canadiens. What a great coach he was. Career win number 500. He ended his career with 690 victories. 1977, Sugar Ray Leonard won his first professional fight. He beat Luis Vega in six rounds. 1988, first time in 30 years, a wrestling match was aired in prime time. Andre the Giant beat Hulk Hogan in the match.
I watched that.
Remember that earlier point you made about 45, 50 seconds ago about the world?
No, I'm just sharing it. I mean, this is one of the few sports history things that I can actually say I physically watched.
Or that you remember.
That too.
You may have watched others. You didn't remember them. 1989, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar became the first player to score 38,000 career points. 1990, NBC TV was able to secure television rights for Notre Dame home football games. It's a contract that's now going into its 27th season. 1997, Mario Lemieux of the Penguins became the seventh player to score 600 career goals. And in 2003, Bob Knight, then the coach at Texas Tech, won his 800th career game. 2006, the Steelers beat Seattle 21-10 in Super Bowl 40, fifth Super Bowl victory for the Steelers, in what may have been the poorest officiated Super Bowl in history. That really was bad.
It depends on your perspective.
Okay. Would you like to do a poll of neutral people across the America? I didn't say that's how they won the game.
Oh, I agree with you. It was poorly officiated, but I'd still take the win.
Yeah, but I didn't say that's what swung the game. I mean, the officiating that game was really bad. By the way, Roger Goodell came out. We've got to talk about this in the last half hour. Roger Goodell came out today and he said, look, I think two personal fouls in a game like the Odell Beckham Jr. situation, he says should be ejection. Completely agree with the commissioner on that. There are a lot of areas where I disagree with him. That one I agree with. I think he's spot on with that. So, you are really looking forward to Penn State and Ohio State tonight, aren't you?
I am. I'm actually home tonight. I can actually watch it tonight. I'm actually looking forward to this one.
Yes. This is number one against the defending national champion, number three. You have the last two programs that account for the last five national championships in wrestling head-to-head. And as much as everyone talks about Penn State, Iowa, or Penn State, Oklahoma State, or Penn State, Minnesota, you are seeing an incredible shift east in power in collegiate wrestling. Lehigh's really good. Penn State's really good. Ohio State's really good. Interesting, isn't it? And we bring in Nate Cobbler from the Center Daily Times, beat writer who covers Penn State wrestling. Nate, welcome back. Kevin and I, always great to have you on board.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
Doing very well. It's great to hear your voice with us again. So what's your anticipation for tonight? I mean, you get to see two of the top three teams, the defending national champs, the other one driving for a title. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be a lot of people are going to say are going to disagree with me, but to me, I think it's going to be the Penn State's toughest match of the year. You know, they're going to say that they're going to disagree with me because, you know, Ohio State has already lost to Michigan, and yet Penn State just went and walloped Michigan last week. So You know, it's gonna be a real fun match. There's everybody's healthy and everything else. Fans are gonna get to see at least 7 matches there, where it's gonna be ranked wrestlers going up against one another at 125, 133, 141, 157, 165, 174, and then the iffy one is at 184 there if Matt McCutchen is able to go. After he suffered a little bit of a knee injury against Illinois there. So it's going to be a fun matchup. Obviously, it's a sold-out crowd, so you know it's going to be a lot of fun for a lot of people. So,
all right, so let's get to your statement. Why do you think this is their toughest match? What makes it their toughest, in your opinion, going in and allowed you to make that statement?
Well, it's just a lot of the caliber of wrestling that the guys have, that Ohio State has. You're talking, you have the defending 125-pound champion in Nathan Tomasello there, which will more than likely lead off the dual meet tonight because, you know, Kale's not one for usually drawing weight, so he's usually like starting at 125 there. So it's going to be it could be a preview of the NCAA championship finals as well. So, you know, and then you got a guy like Johnny Deolis at 133 that'll be matched up with Jordan Conaway there. And, I mean, it's just overall the caliber of wrestling that Ohio State has. I mean, let's face it, you know, they're the defending national champions for a reason. You know, they went out there and they scored the points that they needed to do in order to win that title. So, not to mention they took off some red shirts of some guys, Miles Martin and Kyle Snyder. Martin actually has wrestled Bo Nickel before. They wrestled in the Nittany Lion Open Finals with Nickel coming away with a 4-3 win. So, you know, you have to think that that's a little bit of a favor for Nickel, but, you know, anything can happen. And then obviously, like I said, with bringing a guy like Kyle Snyder, who's just this past summer became the youngest world champion in USA wrestling history at 19. You know, everybody expected him to take this year to really prepare for the Olympics, but they took that red shirt off him, and he's going to be wrestling. It'll be interesting to see how Jan Johnson holds his own there at that heavyweight match tonight. But you just up and down the lineup, they got 9 guys that are ranked, just like Penn State does. But we'll see.
That's why they were going to do it. You find out now 6 weeks before it's Madison Square Garden. So the timing of this, how do you feel about that timing of this? It seems to me like it's exactly the right time to really find out what you got in the tank. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. I mean, not to mention, you know, that they will have wrestled now after Michigan last week, Ohio State today, and then next Friday they have Lehigh. They're going to wrestle 3 ranked teams that are in the top 10 in the country. So Lehigh is going to be the highest of them, which, you know, Steve, let's think, with all the other sports, would you ever imagine Lehigh being ranked higher than Michigan and Ohio State in sports?
Right.
Wrestling would be one of those ones.
That's exciting.
But, you know, it's, you know, luckily for Penn State, they get all these matches in-state. You know, they don't have to leave. They got all their traveling earlier in the year. So it's a good chance for them to not only face off with these tougher opponents at this time to prepare them, but they get to do it at home.
Exactly. And not only that, a packed house. Now let's go big picture. What does it do for the sport of wrestling that this is the event it is tonight?
Well, you know, it's a funny that you asked that. Kale had mentioned to us, you know, we asked him on Tuesday, you know, does he almost see Ohio State in comparison to his own program? And he said, you know, he doesn't, but it's very good for the sport in the fact that, you know, just, you know, a couple of years ago, it was really Middle East or Midwest heavy focus on the sport. Well, now that you got Penn State that have won, you know, 4 or 5 national championships with Ohio State winning that one in between, or, you know, in there, it makes the sport that much broader. You know, you'll get more people involved fan-wise that'll want to be intrigued and that are going to want to watch the sport. So, you know, it helps spread it out more.
And it certainly has done that, plus the national TV that they'll get tonight at 6 o'clock in the Jordan Center. All right, I want to get to Jason Nall for a moment. When you've watched him, and of course everyone knows what he did to Martinez, what has made him special out of the gate for this program?
It's just the motor that he has. It doesn't seem like he ever stops. A lot of that has to attribute to the way he trains, and he feels that he's the hardest training athlete in the sport. He doesn't feel that there's anybody that's trains as hard as he does, and he feels that with that training, the quickness and the ability just to keep it going, you know, other people, they'll gas out, and that's what you saw happen in the Martinez match. Martinez got gassed out, and he finished him off with a pin there, but it's just his overall motor. I mean, I haven't seen anybody be able to keep up with him the way he's wrestling, the style he's wrestling. I think I saw one match where one other guy scored in a double-digit points against him, and it was in the Nittany Lion Open, which was, you know, at the beginning of the year. So just that overall motor that he has, that it just won't stop. He's told us that, you know, as he scores points, the more energy he gains. So that's scary for a guy that's scoring 20-some points a match.
It sure is. Now, you mentioned off the top that the leadoff is Nathan Tomasello, who's 15-0 so far this year. And, of course, Nico Megalutis only has that one loss along the way. He's ranked fourth, but as you said, this could be a preview of the national championship. What do you think Megalutis has to do to put himself in a position to win, to get things and jumpstart the night?
I think Nico just needs to be Nico and just do what he's been doing. He just needs to be technical. And what I mean by technical is, you know, he needs to be working on his hand fighting and being able to keep changing his levels, as they call it. You know, they keep that ducking and, you know, staying up and down. And, you know, as long as he keeps changing those levels, he's going to open up their shot for himself to score those points. So I think he just needs to keep doing what he's been doing since that loss there at the beginning of the year to Joey Dance. But he just told us, before, you know, after that match, you know, he was still getting into the move, you know, the groove of things, because it was almost 20 months off that he'd been in a competitive match. And so he's really gone back into the Nico form. So I think he just needs to stick with what he's been doing, and he should be okay. But it's going to be, like I said, it's a bummer that it's going to start there, because that could very well be the match of the night.
Right. It's right out of the gate to get things rolling.
Yeah.
What Penn State wrestler, now look, they all have something at stake when they go out there, but what Penn State wrestler, besides the number ones, can enhance their spot tonight with a win besides Megalutis?
Definitely Jimmy Goldbaum.
Yeah.
You know, he's been fighting with an ankle injury there. So, I mean, if he can go out there and beat Micah Jordan there at 141, he's ranked number four, if I'm not mistaken, in the country. So, definitely Jimmy Goldbaum can go out there and do something for himself. With McCutcheon, I mean, he just seems like one of those guys that's just flying under the radar and just, you know, which is a good thing. I mean, if you fly under the radar and nobody wants to take notice of you, that's good. But there again, like I said, he may not be able to go with after that knee injury that he suffered there. So I would say that it would be those two guys, and even Shakur Rashid could definitely do something if he starts tonight. Kale made a little comment where he said there's a chance that Gino Morelli may wrestle tonight. You know, we'll see when that time comes here later. But you know, if Shakur does go and he puts up a good fight and even beats Bo Jordan there at 165, yeah, you know, you could see him move up in the rankings, because if he does do that, I mean, that would be his fifth win over a ranked wrestler this year. So,
Rutherford comes back, he's number one. Fans are excited because Nolf is just a kid, he's number one. Fans are excited Bo Nichols, just a kid, he's ranked number one. Then there's the old man, Morgan McIntosh. Do we talk so much about everybody else? Do we appreciate him enough?
Yeah, I mean, if you talk to all those guys on the team, they all appreciate him.
Oh, they love him.
You know?
Oh, they love him. Absolutely.
Yeah, they love him. But, I mean, after the years that Morgan has put in for the program, the fans love him too. You know, he, when you're talking about a guy who just goes out there and he wrestles his heart out, you know, and to see him, you know, he'll be in his final Bryce Jordan Center Bowl here, obviously, tonight. So, he's a silent leader, as they would say. He just goes out there and does what he has to do and gets the job done. So, you know, you mentioned Morgan, you mentioned Zane, and, you know, Nickel and Nolf. They've been, the NCAA gives out some wrestling awards here in the year. And the most dominant wrestler award, all four of those guys are in the running for that award. So it'll be, he's a silent leader. You could say he's the ninja of the group.
You're our ninja as well. Thanks so much, Nate. Appreciate it. Great insight, as always. Enjoy it tonight.
Thanks, Steve. I plan on it.
Nate Cobbler, Center Daily Times. You'll be in a great seat tonight. Kevin, a seat that you want to occupy.
Matt's side?
Yes. You'd love to be Matt's side for this.
I'd like to be chair next to Kale for this, actually, but not the coach, just to watch.
Oh, I was going to say, because, I mean, I'd like to see them win. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It's going to be one outstanding dual meet, and I love the timing of it. 6 weeks before Madison Square Garden, I think both teams, Ohio State and Penn State, are going to find out what's in the tank. And I think what's interesting is that you are really seeing that shift eastward. Penn State, four national titles. Ohio State won the national title last year. Lehigh's really good, especially as a dual meet team. Lehigh's really good. So I think it's an interesting shift that we're seeing here, Kev, don't you think?
I think so, and I think what really has been, as you said, a Midwest-dominated stretch. You know, you've got a lot of teams, and a lot of East teams, including especially Pennsylvania teams, that are now making a big splash. And what does that say about the wrestling in this state in general?
But look at the, you know, look at the depth of teams that you have in the state that wrestle at the Division I. There are only 76 Division I wrestling teams. That's it.
Heck, in our area,
Lehigh, Bloomsburg, Bucknell, Pitt, Edinburgh, Lock Haven. I mean, all over the place, Division I wrestling in this state.
That's within about an hour, hour and a half drive of the area.
10% of the Division I wrestling programs are in the state. Jeff Byers, next half hour, the play-by-play voice of Penn State Wrestling. You'd love to be next to him, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.